Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has confirmed that Andriy Parubiy, a senior Ukrainian politician and former parliamentary speaker, has been shot dead in Ukraine's western city of Lviv. He said he learned about what he called the horrendous murder in Lviv from the Minister of Internal Affairs and the Prosecutor General. Zelensky added that his condolences go out to his family and loved ones, and added that all necessary forces and means are engaged in the investigation and search for the killer. The 54-year-old Parubiy was parliamentary speaker from 2016 until 2019. He also served as Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council Secretary in 2014, when Russia occupied the Crimea Peninsula. Parubiy, who had long advocated closer ties with the European Union, played a significant role in the 2013-2014 Euromaidan revolution that toppled the Moscow-backed government. His murder comes as Russia intensifies its war on Ukraine. Overnight, Moscow reportedly launched hundreds of drones and scores of missiles against more than a dozen regions. At least one person was said to have been killed in the Zaporizhia area, which hosts Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Dozens more were injured, including children. Power was cut to some 25,000 residents. The assault followed another devastating strike on Kyiv this week, which reportedly killed at least 25 people, the deadliest Russian attack on the capital in months. Among those killed were children. A visibly moved President Zelensky laid flowers and a teddy bear at the destroyed residential building where most people died. He later said it is, in his words, absolutely clear that Moscow used the time meant for preparing a leaders' level meeting to organize new massive attacks. Zelensky was referring to the August 15th summit in Alaska between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, a meeting that failed to bring a ceasefire. Ukraine is now pressing for tougher sanctions on Russia's banking and energy sectors. Yet for Ukrainians, the grief is twofold this weekend: mourning a murdered political leader and burying victims of Russia's relentless war against Ukraine. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.